The Art Spot with Art Minius on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Welcome to the Art Spot. Fun show today because we have one of the most fun and delightful mandolin players around, Mr. Frank Sullivan, leader of Frank Sullivan and Dirty Kitchen, who will be making their Art Center debut this Friday, January 17th. For an 8 p.m. show in beautiful downtown Carrboro. Welcome to the Art Spot, Frank.
Thank you so much, Art. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. You have a great story to tell, and the folks will enjoy hearing it. But first, I got to tell you how much I think of Frank Sullivan and Dirty Kitchen. You have a really strong, crisp, fresh sound that covers both bluegrass and more progressive Newgrass into the music as well. The four of you really pick well together, and I was just pleased as punch over here in Raleigh at WOB this past fall when Mike Mumford finally got Banjo Player of the Year. He had been back.
Oh, man. Yeah, we all were really excited about that. I mean, it's about darn time for Mike, let me tell you. He's been playing for like 40 years, and, you know, I know he really respects all of those players that were also nominated, and you know, I'm sure the feeling is mutual, but I couldn't feel that there's more deserving player than him, that's for sure.
Absolutely. I mean, that's how I came to listen to y'all, that somebody said Mike Mumford's in this group called Frank Sullivan and Dirty Kitchen, and Mike's in it. I want to hear that band.
All right. Yeah, he's definitely a draw for us, and, you know, like you say, we pick all kinds of stuff from, you know, what I like to tell people is we play traditional bluegrass, non-traditional, well, I don't even say bluegrass, I just say music. We play traditional music, non-traditional music, non-traditional music traditionally, traditional music non-traditionally. And anyway, for some reason, I just try not to get too pigeonholed into anything. You know, we want to just be able to make music and make art through music, and we come up with some really cool arrangements of things, and you know, here a while back, I produced a record for a young lady named Angelica Grimm, and one of the songs that I thought would be really cool if we, you know, kind of tooled it around and came up with an arrangement was The Letter. You know, give me a ticket for an airplane. Ain't got time, take no fast train. And, man, we revamped it again for our band. She wasn't touring very much, and so I thought, well, let's record it, and we did. And, man, I think it really turned out nice.
I do, too, and we ought to let folks hear it because Chapel Hill and Carver has been a hotbed of Alex Chilton fans for many, many years. And when I came to college here, this was one of the areas where the five or six records at Big Star was able to sell got sold. So let's hear Frank Sullivan and Dirty Kitchen cover The Letter.
got time for no fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm going home. My baby wrote me a letter. Yes, my baby wrote me a letter. Oh, my baby just wrote me a letter.
That track really clicks, Frank. I enjoyed that.
Thanks, man. It's exciting. We, everybody gets a chance to just kind of stretch out and pick a little bit on there, too, with some extended solos and trades throughout. I love to do that.
Yeah, it really...
go ahead.
It really shows off the band well, both vocally and instrumentally.
Thanks. Yeah, we definitely like to stretch out. Like in our live show, that's really where we feel like a lot of good energy happens. You know, we play and try to evoke something from the audience. You know, and when we do, it feeds us, and then in turn feeds the audience again, and it's like this cyclical thing that I guess you could even call it mass psychosis between the band and the audience. I don't know, but we really get into it, and I think the live show, if people come out and see us at the Art Center, man, they'll definitely be in for an exciting evening of music. We'll stir it up, I'm sure.
Indeed.
We'll try like heck, to stir it up.
And we'll be right back on the Art Spot with Frank Sullivan after this. Back on the Art Spot, visiting with Frank Sullivan of Frank Sullivan and Dirty Kitchen. Come into the Art Center Friday, January 10th, an 8 p.m. show. artcenterlive.org or 919-929-2787 for more information. Well, part of the story here is how you ended up in the bluegrass hotbed of D.C. from the bluegrass hotbed of Alaska.
Yeah, man. I moved to Alaska when I was 18, and there is a pretty good bluegrass scene up there, although you can't really make a living playing music out of there. You have to get on an airplane for, a handful of hours before you could even get to a, touring. But anyway, I auditioned for the Navy Band in D.C. It's a country and bluegrass group called Country Current. And I auditioned on the electric guitar, funny enough, and did kind of like the chicken picking / rock kind of country gig, learned to hone to my guitar chops, my electric guitar chops, and auditioned, and they offered me the job, and the next thing I'm doing push-ups and boot camp, and then 2.5 months later, I'm headed to D.C. to play in the band here that I auditioned for, and I did 6 years, 1 month, and 24 hours with them.
let's get that exact. All right, yeah.
Yeah. So it was a good gig, but I needed to move on and do something else and be a little bit more fulfilled musically. And, there's a difference between just making music and just playing music, which I felt like I was just playing music there, not really being an artist, So I now have more of an opportunity to create and arrange and compose and have a little more say in the kind of music I want to play, So... that's where I'm at these days, and I couldn't imagine playing with hardly anybody else. The band is incredible. We got Mike Munford, obviously, on the banjo, Banjo Player of the Year. And Chris Luquette, our guitar player, has been with the band. It'll be 2 years by the time we, come down to the Art Center. It'll be 2 years he'll be in the band. And since he's been in the band, and our bass player, Danny Booth, also 2 years, the band has evolved into something really special. It feels like, and people that hear us, that they'll come up after the show and say, "Well, I didn't even realize I liked bluegrass until I heard you guys." Or, and I think we're a good gateway band for folks, that aren't hip to bluegrass too. So I think there's something for everybody in the music we play, and it's a good way to connect.
Yeah,
wearing your heart out on your sleeve, being able to do that is something special. And I love to cook too, so when I do this thing called the Dirty Kitchen Experience, where I cook a meal for up to like 50 people, and then we'll follow it with a concert in somebody's home, kind of on the house concert model, or in a venue that is kind of suitable for that or whatever. It's just another way, you know, I love to cook, hence the band, Dirty Kitchen, that's the name of the band. But, you know, you sit across from a table from somebody and then, you know, you get to chatting and you get to connect with somebody that way. And then just another level, you know, two things in my world that bring people together, I guess, you know, is what I'm trying to say. That's food and music. And I just hope people, seems like people are getting it, which is good.
Indeed. Folks are getting it. The band is incredibly well-liked and well-respected, and I'm proud to bring them to Carrboro. Let's give
Thanks,
the listeners another taste of Frank Sullivan and Dirty Kitchen's music, since we can't taste the food on the radio. This song's called I Fell Short. Welcome back to the Art Spot. Visiting today with Frank Sullivan of Frank Sullivan and Dirty Kitchen, the incredible DC-based band coming to the Art Center on Friday January 10th for an 8 p.m. show, 919-929-2787 or artcenterlive.org. Now, your bass player, Danny Booth, also has Alaska roots. Did you play with him up there or not meet him till you're in D.C. together?
Oh, well, you know, I met Danny when I first moved to Alaska. I was 18, and he was only 14 at the time. And he was just kind of starting fiddling around with things and playing some. And he actually came and took a couple lessons from me a few different times. But I actually played a lot of music with his dad, Greg Booth, when I first moved up there, who is an incredible pedal steel player and banjo player, but now an amazing dobro player. But I watched Danny, our bass player, I had an opportunity to watch him grow into an incredible picker and singer and songwriter, and ended up playing in a band with his dad that, you know, played in a couple of different configurations. One was a bluegrass band called Frank Strangers, and, you know, eventually Danny ended up in that band playing bass. And then, you know, we moved away from Alaska, and he moved and went to college and so on and so forth. And he was the first person that came to mind when the position for bass came open in my band, because he's an incredible guy. He's like family, and he's an incredible musician. So that's kind of the little back history of Danny. And it's just really great to be on the road with somebody like that, you know, that he's just everybody in the band. We're all, you know, brothers.
Yeah, that's...
And we love each other and get down the road and have good times and, you know... Lately, we've been driving a lot. In the last month, we put about 10,000 miles on the van. And so you get to know each other pretty well. And, you know, there's times where might rub each other the wrong way or whatever. But we just, you know, let it slide. And, you know, nothing is taken personally. You know, it's just sometimes that's how it goes, you know, when you're in a small space with folks. But, you know, the bottom line is we drive for a living and play music for fun these days.
Exactly. That's very much the truth of being in a bluegrass or about any kind of touring band. You get paid to travel, and then you get to have 90 minutes to 2 hours of fun.
Oh, man. And we let it go on stage. Let me tell you what, we hardly care who's looking, man. We just have a big old time. We get up there, and we are moving around and playing our hearts out. Everybody in the band, you know, If they're not, man, something is really wrong. If somebody is not playing their heart out, it's like almost like a flip the switch, you know, when we're on stage. Everybody just gets up there and has a ball.
And, that's,
and I think that helps the audience, too, you know?
The audience has a ball because the band's having a ball. And if the band's not having fun, the audience picks up on that. And I think that's what separates great entertainers from ones who are just musicians.
Right, and some people, you can tell it's not quite as, you know, it's kind of put on a little bit. But, you know, none of that happens with us. It's like I say, like a switch that is flipped, and all of us get on stage, and, like, we're in this awesome world of music.
And that's what you'll hear this Friday night, January 10th at the Arts Center. Thanks for being on the Art Spot, Frank Sullivan.
Thank you, Art.